If we were sitting in a study and we heard this gospel that we heard proclaimed tonight being read, and somebody asked, which time of the liturgical calendar would we be in? And I think a good answer would be, well, I would think, because we're talking about the crucifixion, that it would be maybe Holy Week. And that would be a fair assessment, because we certainly do call to mind the saving actions of our Lord Jesus Christ during Holy Week, during every Mass, actually. But we're hearing it here because we're at the end of Luke's Gospel, and we are at the end of the year. As far as the liturgical calendar goes, this is the end of the year. And so it's only fitting that we're towards the end of the Gospel. And that's why we have this passage tonight, as well as for some other reasons. We hear talk of Jesus being king. And as the good father had mentioned, this is the solemnity of Christ the King. Now, our church has been established for over 2,000 years. But the solemnity, just shy of 100 years now, was 1925, as Father had mentioned. And we'd have to really think of what was going on in 1925. The world was still struggling to rebuild after the war to end all wars. It had scarred the many in humanity and caused great scars among those involved directly as well as indirectly in that war. It was also a time of a revolution in Russia, an epidemic of the flu that had killed millions. Political systems now being atheist, being introduced more prevalently. Secularism and a downplay of a faith. Pope Pius XI had decided that in establishing this solemnity as a reminder of who is the true king. And king, by definition, being supreme. There is none above Christ. There is none equal to Christ. And God is to remain supreme. And so, as we are at the end of the year, a good reflection would be a matter of how well is God reigning in your hearts? How well have you done in responding to God's love this past year? That's what is important. A matter of saying in sincerity, God does reign supreme in my life. For in a few minutes, we're going to be claiming that in a creed, our kingdom will have no end. We will be saying in the Our Father, Thy kingdom come. Our citizenship started with baptism. But like so many things, how has that played out in our lives? We hear in the gospel of two criminals that are being crucified with Jesus Christ. One, if you will, is superficial about, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and us. Not any sincerity, obviously. And yet the other one knew full well that they deserved the sentence they got based on the standards of that time, that they deserved to be crucified. But this thief, this criminal, knew that Jesus did not deserve this. And in fact, when he addresses Jesus, it's the only time in the scriptures that Jesus is addressed as Jesus. In other places, it's Master, Rabbi, Teacher. But in this case, Jesus. A matter that this particular criminal has come to understand and is asking, not directly, obviously, but a matter of forgiveness. He has known he has done wrong, and he asks Jesus to be remembered when he gets into his kingdom. And some of the last words of our Lord and Savior express forgiveness, compassion, mercy, and ultimately love, and promises paradise. And so as we end this year, it's truly worthy of our reflection. How well are we responding to that love of God? Does God truly reign supreme in your life? That's an important reflection, because with that reflection hangs the balance of your eternity. And so it's one that we should really give serious, humble inventory to seek Jesus and to be remembered.